And then the guy comes, the what, maintenance guy?
Yeah, I think it was.
And he comes to the door and he's like, hey, you guys set off the fire alarm, blah, blah, blah. Here you are. Because the bathroom is right in the front.
Listen, y'all.
By the front door and you're tied up in the shower. I am tied up. With pasties on your nipples.
With pasties and shades on.
And he looks in there and he's like.
He did look in there.
He's like.
I couldn't go nowhere.
What kind of shoe is it? No, didn't say that, no. But I know in his mind he's like,
what the fuck's happening?
Fucking porn or something? Yeah.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit. Everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go.
So it did teach me stuff later on.
Beautiful. We love lessons.
We love it.
We don't, but we do. Mm-hmm. It's one of those. It's
a love start.
Yeah. It's a love hate thing.
Yeah. So, lessons. How do you feel about cheating?
Cheating. Okay. So I'm not. Now that I'm older, the whole time I wasn't big on cheating, but I am not going to lie and say that I haven't cheated, because I have. Mm-hmm. I have cheated before. It's just wrong. It really is. Because even when I cheated, I felt like shit, so I don't understand why people would do it all
now,
the time.
Now, in this moment, are you like, you looked at that time and you're like, yeah, I'm not.
I would never do that ever again. That was when I was like younger, like still in my teens and stuff like that. I don't know. I felt like there's not a good reason to ever cheat, but I feel like my reason for why I cheated was the fact that the person I was with never spent any time with me, but I loved them and I didn't want to let them go. But the second I
So you
got,
wanted
like,
them there, but then you went and
yeah, because I was getting something. I didn't really see something, but I was getting the affection like from somebody else.
Oh, that he wasn't.
That he wasn't perfect. Giving me. Okay. That I asked for. Yeah. I asked for it. And he still wasn't giving it to me. And so I cheated, and it wasn't like even afterwards, like I felt like a terrible person. Like I hated myself afterwards. And I didn't tell him. And I did deny it when he did find out, and it wasn't until, like, maybe a year later that I was like, okay, yeah, I did cheat on you, like, I'm sorry, type
oh,
shit.
Oh, you fessed up?
Yeah, I did, after a year, but, because, like, I hated myself.
You fessed up, or he found out?
He found out first, oh, okay. And then I denied it, and then I did fess up after a year later, but it's because, like, I really hated the fact that I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always hated it in general. And I guess I was just mad at myself for even stooping to that level.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just not a level that anybody should go to if you don't want to be with your person, or you're not able to give that person what they need, then just leave. Just leave.
So now in this moment, if you're not getting that, you'll
just leave. Yeah, I just need to leave. Or like, I would have a conversation with the person or try to talk to them and be like, hey, like, I'm not getting this, and this from you. Like, can you please, like, try to give that to me? Like, I'm not asking for it all at once, but, like, let me see you try. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me see you at least try to give it to me, like, what you can. And, like, that's all I need, really, is to see you being, like, to make effort. Put effort into it. Like,
so
if that's what I need.
Voice your opinion, like, oh.
Yeah, after that, then it's just like, okay, well, then I can't. Like, we can't do this. Yeah. It's not working out. Like, I love you, but, like, I'm not going to allow you to not give me what I need.
How about getting cheated on?
That's not fun either. At least for me, like, either way.
Who is that fun for?
I don't know. Some people are just like, oh, thank God. I've seen scenarios where people are just like, I'm glad. Yes, me. I have heard stories where people have been like, yeah, they're tired of it.
I'm
but
glad
they,
you
yeah,
cheated on
exactly. Because they themselves don't want to end it. They don't want to be the person to end it. So they're glad plot that they're... Twist. Exactly. Isn't that crazy? Wait. So they're just like...
Why was I about to do the air horn?
I don't know.
Not for the plot.
Like, I've literally
known
people.
It was more
people.
Of this one.
Yeah. That one. Makes more sense. I have known people, like, literally known people that have just been like, oh, I can't. I'm not the person that can, like, leave somebody. Even if I don't want to be with them no more. I can't leave them. So, like, I'll make up scenarios.
They're just stuck.
Yes. And I'm just like, why would you like? Why are you I'm okay with that? Like, that's crazy.
Off air, you're going to tell me who the fuck this was. I'm
like,
what the fuck?
Like, okay. It's crazy.
So it's not fun.
Mm-mm.
But you find out, you already told us, you're not the type to flip out. So you're just like, okay, bye.
I don't flip out. You know what's funny, though? Because, like, I've watched enough said, novellas. You know I watched so many novellas in my whole life. That, like, in
that
my...
you should flip
listen,
out.
Listen, yeah, in my head, logically,
yeah.
I am allowed to
crying
flip out. Yes, exactly. I am allowed to flip out. I'm allowed to throw shit. I'm allowed to be dramatic and stuff like that. But, like, realistically... Every time I found out, I was just like, I was so hurt. I was quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. Dead quiet. Like, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I can't even fathom what the fuck I just found out.
Yeah.
It sucks. But I'm just that person that's just like, in my head, I have this whole scenario where I'm just like, oh my God, fuck you. You're
in that moment,
stupid
do
bitch.
You imagine, or not imagine, but do you ever think why or like, why with her or something like that?
All the time.
Or like,
Yeah.
What does
she have?
I'm
just like, what does she have that I don't have? Like, the insecurities start coming out. And that's shitty, too, because, like, I've been to a point where, like, I really hated how I was, like, physically and stuff like that. And then I would get to a place where, like, I was like, okay, I love who I am. Like, I love the person I am and the body I'm in. And I'm okay with everything, like, for the majority as we as humans can be with ourselves and stuff like that. I felt like I wasn't really... in a really good place, and then something happened, and then I feel like I go back to square one, and that shit sucks. That
oh,
shit
right
sucks.
When that happens.
Yes, it sucks because instantly, like, as a human, like, you just think, like you said, like, what does she have that I don't have, or like, you start examining how she looks. If you get the chance to see what she looks like, then you're gonna be like, okay, well, I don't look like that. I'm not shaped like that. I don't have that, and
plot
stuff like
twist.
That.
You're prettier. Where does your mind go?
I know
it's not like looks, okay, maybe the person or whatever, but like you're saying, why don't I have the body? Why don't I have this? Or because
I'll say
you know what I'm getting to.
Yeah, I'll.
Remember
girl,
that picture
stop.
I showed you?
No, because that
I
was crazy,
on.
And that was crazy. Yeah. The whole orangutan. Like, I don't know what's happening right now, but that was crazy to
I
even
think
see those pictures.
That was what got dropped on me.
Honestly, girl, who you? When you showed me, I was like, bro, no.
Anybody
like,
I showed. And honestly, I'm not afraid to say that I went to therapy and I'm like, I expressed that, like, oh, right in that moment, like you said, you're like, why? And my therapist was like, oh, well, that's a natural reaction. Like, you're just thinking there, like, why? But then I was trying to be nice and tell her, like, to my therapist, like, okay, but, like, if you saw this picture, I was like, I sound so mean right now, but, like...
Honestly, though.
And honestly, you never know, like, it's an issue, I guess,
with
the other person at the end of the day, but...
Honestly, like, if you're gonna cheat on me, like, I hope she's prettier than me. I really hope she is.
And
I really do.
Honestly,
I really hope she's fucking prettier than me.
When I told her about that situation,
if
I was
you're gonna
like,
cheat on me with somebody
been a
fucking
lot better
beautiful.
If she was
pretty,
so much prettier than me. Like,
you know, you don't even gotta be prettier than me. Just be pretty,
or that.
Just be pretty, baby. Like, please.
Link down below to the
phone. No, bruh. You
no,
still got them?
No, I
was about to say.
No, I swear to God.
I was like, baby, that's toxic.
No, I don't.
Okay, good. So proud of you.
But no, yeah, your mind goes to that. But like I'm saying, plot twist, it's not about like she didn't even have that. But like, are we being superficial? Or are we being like, oh, well, I'm way prettier? Like,
I'd be like,
Honestly, my personality on a thousand.
Baby, I feel like mine is, okay? Because sometimes I'd be like,
one time for our personality.
You feel me? Because like when people are like, oh, like, you know how people be like, oh, what would you rate yourself? I'd be like, I'm a solid 7. I give myself a good 7. Really? But yeah, I feel like I'm a good 7. And I feel like the reason why I say 7 is because,
you know what I tell
there
people?
Are people way prettier than me.
You know, like, what I tell crazy people? Pretty. I'm medium ugly.
Yeah, that's like a 7, right? That's a 7. I feel like that's a 6-7, right? That's what I'm saying.
Because so you agree with me.
I mean,
I feel like we're all over the place, but like, I've thought of like the DMs that I get, and honestly, there's been guys that are like, oh, I bet your I bet you get this. Honestly, my DMs aren't even that crazy.
Mine
like,
either.
Maybe it's not.
They tell me I'm pretty all the time, and I'm just like, thanks.
I mean, all the time, but like, they do be like, oh, let's say I do post some. There comes like 4 or 5. Like,
yeah,
oh
my that's God, not a lot.
Imagine these bitches that like,
that are crazy immaculate, fucking tens off the chart. These bitches are models.
You heard it here first. I cannot wake up, take a picture without a filter.
No.
And post it. You're tripping. I can't do it.
No, I look like a potato.
I'm not that pretty.
A potato that's been sitting in the cupboard. I'm they got left pretty. In the cupboard for a couple days.
I'm not. You're good. You're prettier than me. You're prettier than me because you've posted pictures like that. And like, you're.
I have posted that, unfiltered pictures.
Yeah, you're pretty like that. I'm that's not pretty
you're
like
tripping.
That.
Like, I can't stand it. Twin! How is she? Listen, y'all. How is she my twin if we can't even.
Oh wait, you like my reputation.
Bitch. She's ruining me.
I need a breath.
Close to the mic type shit.
Okay. So we have the prettier twin.
So we're 7s. No, I feel like
you're the prettier twin.
Good 7.
She has unfiltered pictures and I don't on social media. That tells you everything you need to know.
We're 7s, y'all.
You know what? Not gonna
people
lie.
Have yelled at me for saying that, though.
For saying what?
That I'm a 7. That I'm like, well, I give myself a 7.
I don't think a 7's...
I don't think it's bad. I feel like it's a good neutral. I feel like it's a good neutral. Because 10 is crazy. Like, if I'm gonna be like, I'm a 10, I'm a fucking lie.
I'm not a 10.
I'm definitely not a 10.
I'm not a 10.
Personality? 1,000. Okay, let's
talk real quick.
Personality, yo, I'm up there.
Wait,
you know why?
Time for our personality.
Thank you, thank you. But I feel like that because I feel like I went through an ugly duckling stage, so I got good personality.
Me in middle school?
No, trash. Don't look at. I don't have no pictures. Don't ever ask me for pictures. Middle school or high school, baby.
If y'all have pictures of me in middle school, I will swear.
I'm suing. I will sue y'all.
Wait, it's not even defamation because it's true, right? Defamation's when it's not
that
true.
Was a lie. That whole year, that
I
whole
was
school
so
year,
so ugly.
Disgusting.
And like,
me, eyebrows? Don't even.
Girl,
don't even.
Don't get me started on the eyebrows because my eyebrows started getting good last year.
I literally told
last
my mother.
Year, my
I
eyebrows
said,
were good.
I said to my mother and to my friends, y'all didn't fucking love me. Y'all lied to me. Y'all said this looked good on me.
Bitch, you were my friend 4 years ago. And
listen,
my
you were mine too, okay? And my eyebrows were trash.
4 years? Since I met you, your eyebrows have not been trash.
You are a lie.
Show me a picture 4 years ago.
4 years, we have definitely have been friends for way more than 4 years, bitch. Because
okay,
my last relationship was, and look at my eyebrows. I just figured out how to do eyebrows, so I don't even want to hear you right now.
What?
Yeah, I just figured out how to do my eyebrows,
no, but
not eyebrows, listen, but my eyebrows.
You had the chola eyebrows on the pictures that I screenshotted.
Shh, don't tell the world.
That was what, middle school?
That was high school, baby. Oh. Yeah, so shut the fuck
but
up.
But you pulled it off.
That's, no.
West Coast.
Send help. I gotta go, y'all. Cutting this podcast short.
All right, y'all have a good night. Thanks for joining
us. Yeah, this was great.
Do you
want
to do your plug-in?
Yeah, let's go one more time.
No, look up the picture because I'm telling you, I said this on a podcast
4 years
prior
ago?
To this.
There's
and
no way.
There was literally an ex of mine that said, oh, I'm real because I stayed with you. You didn't know how to do your app.
Bro.
And I was like, honestly, that's the first thing you've said that's valid.
What was 4 years ago?
She's scrolling. She's going, wait, how did we even get on this?
What 4 years ago was 2018. You know we did that one video for 2018? In 2018?
And my eyebrows were really bad for that video.
I'm not gonna lie, my eyebrows were nice.
Yeah, my eyebrows were not good. They were not
they as weren't bad
as they were prior, but like that's probably when I it was probably in my head. Oh girl, you got a music video coming on. Dry your hard.
Dry your hard.
But look at him.
I'm here. Here we are.
Yeah, that's a filter.
Your filter's not gonna fuck with your eyebrows, bro. It fucks. Yeah, it's a cat meow.
No, I think it does. It doesn't?
No, that was a meow. Let me put a little heart on your nose and a little whiskers right there.
Yo, everybody loves that picture.
Do they really? That's my ass is nice.
Wait, are we safe to talk about that video?
Are we safe? Like, this is your video.
No,
it's fine. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's fine.
So, if y'all want to know, Twin was in my Por Ahí video.
Ooh.
And
ass cheeks, just so y'all know.
No,
there.
I like to tell the story of how we set the fire alarm on.
Oh, my God.
And the guy came to the door and was like, oh, hey, y'all set the fire. Because the smoke machine.
Yeah, because the smoke machine. The fog machine.
Oh, yeah.
It was the fog machine.
And then the guy comes, maintenance guy?
Yeah, I think it was.
And he comes to the door and he's like, hey, you guys set off the fire alarm, blah, blah, blah. Here you are. Because the bathroom is right in the front.
Listen, y'all.
By the front door and you're tied up in the
tied
shower.
Up.
With pasties on your nipples.
With pasties and shades on.
And he looks in there and he's like.
He did look in there.
He's like.
I couldn't go nowhere.
What kind of shoe is it? No, didn't say that, no. But I know in his mind he's like, oh, what's happening? Fucking porn or something?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, it's not even just the fact that I'm tied up. Like, if you guys know what shibari is, which is like the Japanese style of rope tying, I'm tied up.
She's like, not just tied up, she's tied up.
Like, listen, that was a fun shoot, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't think I was gonna be that exposed, but. Shout out to my baby dad for doing the shibari rope.
Hey, let him get a... Wait, one time.
You did great. I didn't think I was going to be that exposed, but thanks for that, I guess.
But back to the eyebrows.
We weren't going to go back to that.
You're like, no.
Listen, we've all gone through great eyebrow stages, okay?
Back to... I was ugly as fuck in middle school, right?
That's how I felt.
I was ugly as fuck in ninth grade.
Same.
I feel like 10th grade was a little bit better. Like
I do not think that for
me. Because I was a little bit, you know, not doing anything with my face and like, no. I'm doing a little something with my hair.
I definitely relied on my personality. 10th grade? Well, okay, yeah. 10th? I did make it to 10th grade because I dropped
That's
out.
What
yeah,
I'm
I dropped. 10th? Yeah, I dropped out in 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, because young mother and whatnot. So. I had to choose work or school.
One time.
I had to choose work or school.
Hell and yeah.
I did the best I could, yo.
But I was ugly as fuck.
Bro, that's how I really felt. I really felt like that. I felt like I was cute.
Bullied.
Cute. If that, yeah. if that's mm. it, maybe like, cause I,
no,
I,
not,
I do
nothing
think
you, me.
No, cause like, cause when I be thinking, people are just like, oh my God, you're so pretty. You're so beautiful. And I'm just like, I'm cute, but I think I'm cute because I'm small. You know what I'm saying? Like people are just like, oh, you're cute cause you're small.
Okay.
Back then.
You related.
That's how I related the two. Yeah, okay. It was like, oh, I'm small, so I'm automatically cute.
Yeah,
because I'm tiny.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because mm-hmm.
people relate small things to cute things.
No, I was bullied the fuck. Like,
bro, me too. Me
bullied
too.
The fuck out of is that
I don't know, sentence? But we're gonna say that. That's the sentence for tonight.
Bullied the fuck out of.
You know.
Me.
I got you.
But I mean. No one expected me to, because honestly, okay, maybe, let's say I wasn't that ugly 11th grade, 12th was okay, and then boom.
I feel
like
the older I'm getting, baby girl, that's why I'm like, oh, the 30s is going to be lit.
But I had a space. I had 12th was okay. Then I finished high school, and I was back to, like, not feeling pretty just mm-hmm. because of, like, toxic relationships mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And they take a toll. Look at your pictures and tell me you don't have a glow up when you get out of a toxic relationship.
Oh, 100%.
And I've had people message me and be like, that shoe? The fuck? What you mean,
yeah,
that shoe?
What the fuck I look like before this?
No, I knew. No, that's what I was like.
You knew? Girl, I didn't know. I didn't know.
But there's people who bullied me in high school that hit me up now, and I'm like, no.
I hate that. Don't do that.
Look. No, for baby. Reference, what am I doing?
Shaking that finger.
Bro. No, no.
No, no. This back and forth and whatnot.
Did you have that? People who
talk
shit about you before and they're like,
yes, oh, 100%.
Hey, mama, like.
Yeah. Well, first off, also, fun fact about me. I was pregnant in high school, so that was fun. That was a fun time. But, I mean, so, yeah, I got shitted on a lot because I was pregnant in high school. Everybody assumed the worst of me, but I literally had only slept with one man beforehand to even getting pregnant. And
did you feel pretty when you were pregnant? Because I didn't.
Oh, my God, I did.
I had a girl. No, they say that girls...
They're supposed to make you ugly. They're supposed to take away your pretty.
So...
She tricked you. My daughter tricked me because I thought she was a boy. Yeah, I thought because you know, like they have like the wives' tales, like if you carry your baby, if you carry low, it's a boy. If you carry high, it's a girl.
I've heard wide.
Yeah, if you carry wide,
it's a girl.
It's a girl. If you carry like small, it's a boy. And I carried her like a boy.
Oh, okay.
So everybody told me I was having a boy. Like I glowed and I felt so pretty. So I was like, I'm having a boy. No, she's a girl.
No. Or did you wait to find out?
No, I knew. Once I could find out, like, the 4 months mark, I found out. Yeah, okay. I'm not doing that whole waiting thing, okay? I have anxiety. I don't have time for that.
My mom did that. She was like, I'll wait.
Tripping. Your mom's crazy.
She had everything yellow. And
oh, yeah. Neutral colors.
Neutral colors or whatever. And then I ain't gonna lie. I saw some blue in there.
She be lying.
She probably knew.
Yeah, she knew.
But, I'm pretty sure she waited until she
I could never. My anxiety is too high. I can't. I need to know what I'm having now.
Yeah.
And be prepared.
But that's funny because you're saying that and like
I carried girls her. Are supposed I carried to her like yeah. I carried her like a boy. I thought I was having a boy. I really did. But like also deep down, I kind of like little intuitions. You know, like I was like, I'm having a girl.
Really, you felt that?
Yeah, I felt it. But I was like, no, it's a boy. It's a boy.
Did
but
you
like
want a girl?
I wanted a boy first.
I know that we all want like a healthy baby, but yeah, like, of course. You wanted a boy.
Yeah, I wanted a boy first. But like when I found out, I was fine.
Yeah,
I was 100% fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, like deep down, I knew she was gonna be a girl. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'm gonna have a girl first. My mom had a girl first. She had me first.
Oh,
so I was just like, I'm gonna have a girl first. It has to be.
I was kind of basing it off of that. I was like, oh, so my mom had a girl.
And so I'm like,
that's supposed to
go. I was a hellion, right? Though. I was a hellion.
Okay.
That's why I was like, I'm having a girl. I know I'm going to have a girl first because I was a hellion to my mother. So I was like, oh, like, the universe is going to pay me back and give
me
a girl.
But honestly, I got payback, too, with my son, so.
I'm not going to lie. I have a good girl. She's good.
He's been great. And they do say that your first tricks you into having your second. Like you,
and the second's the hellion.
Mm-hmm.
The second's the hellion.
And honestly, I feel like, I mean, to be honest, my mom only has two, so I can't say that my brother was like the...
I don't feel like Coco's a hellion.
Yeah, he's not the crazy, like, oh my God.
I feel like you're the crazier one. I'm not gonna lie.
But when I was little, no. Like, he was chill, but like, we were both chill.
Yeah, no, I was definitely the hillian no matter what. My brother
you
was
have
the
how
second
many
one.
Siblings? It's you and
four other ones, so okay. Five total. My mom has
so it's
five
you and a boy, a girl, and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and out of five, it's five.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the craziest?
The youngest one, the baby.
Really?
Yes, she's nuts.
Really?
Yes, she's nuts.
How did your mom feel about
that? Love her, but she's nuts.
Yes, your mom like.
I feel like when it comes to parents, I feel like when they have more children.
She is lenient, right?
The more children you have, the more lenient parents become. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I got beat as a child. My brother got beat as a child. And then progressively less and less and less beatings.
One time for the beat children.
For real. Progressively less beatings for the children. My baby sister literally... I don't remember the last time she's got whooped, honestly. She's 10. Yeah, if ever. And she's 10. She's 11 or whatever. It's whatever, I guess. If you don't want to beat your kid, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, literally beat your children.
Yeah,
but, like,
no, yeah, like
punish them. People have different views on that.
I guess that is something we can go into. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, you have
I've whooped Chochi. I don't whoop her anymore. She's more...
I'm taking your phone away.
Yeah, she's a very emotional child. Yeah, so if I'm, like, upset with her, like, and I verbally express my...
Yeah.
How upset I am with her, like, then she feels that, and she gets it. I don't feel like I need to put my hands on her anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we can have conversations about the situation. Like I said, like, I do need a second. I'm not going to address it right away, but we will talk about it
eventually. I was telling one of my friends that, like, my son never did a tantrum, like, in the store, like, on the floor, kicking and
I don't screaming think Chochi...
and stuff like that.
She's tried. Your
daughter hasn't either?
She's tried, but I've like, popped her.
But younger.
Yeah, when she was younger.
Yeah.
But it's not like I popped her, like, the first time I told her, like, to act up.
I never, like, pulled that shit on
me. I literally have had friends. So funny. I've had friends be with me in the supermarket when Chochi was smaller. And it was funny. It was funny because, like, with me, I give her opportunities to correct herself.
So it's like the third time.
Yes, exactly. It's the third time. And it really is, because at that point, I know you're consciously making a decision to not do what I'm asking you. And at that point, you deserve a popping. You deserve to be popped. So I have, like, popped her in the supermarket before, and I've had friends freak.
Oh, really?
They're just like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that in the supermarket. Yes, and I'm just like, I've talked to her several times. She's conscious. Like, people are just like, oh, children are too young. They don't understand.
I get the understanding. And I remember you, like, lightly. I mean, you didn't, like, whoop her.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat her. But I'm going to pop her. Yes. Like.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to you several times. You're making a conscious choice at that point. You really are. I don't care, like. I mean, I understand children don't know how to regulate their emotions, and that's fine. I completely get that 100%. Yeah. But if I've talked to you several times about what's going to happen and the consequences of your actions, and you made that choice even as a child, and it's not a difficult choice, like, behave or I'm going to pop you.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to pop you.
Because it's more so, was it a situation where she wanted something from, or, like, if you remember, like,
it's like her wanting this, and me being like, no, you can't have that. There's not, you don't need that type thing. Because I've never raised her to be like, if you want it, you can have it type thing. Like, if it's not a necessity, then you don't really need it. But if you do good in something, then you can be rewarded for that, like, school and stuff like that. You get good grades, you can get whatever you want. Literally whatever you want. Chochi has an Oculus right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
One time.
For the Oculus. 2.0. like she gets good shit, like, if she acts right. But it's like, it's a reward thing, like, these are basic things. Like, it's not even hard to get it, like, she can really get it easy.
About me and my son is, like, he'll do something and I'm like, stop. And then it'll be like, no, stop.
No,
and
seriously.
Then it'll be like, okay,
that's it.
You want me to get up?
And then the fourth time.
You want to
know
the funniest part about that? I never get up. I never whoop him. You're... I never pop him. I never do it.
And, it's just
and
warning.
He's so afraid of me getting up. I'm like, you want me to get up?
Never gets
up. He does not want me to get up.
That's what I'm saying. That's how Chochi is. That's how I know she'll never test me. Like, she's taller than me. My daughter's taller than me, y'all. And
she's what? 12 now? 13.
She's 13.
13.
Yeah. And she's at least 5 foot.
Yeah.
But she still won't test me. She knows better. Mm-hmm. She knows better. She respects me enough and knows, like, that I'm the mom. Like, you can't act.
Tell
you can't
me why
be certain
my son
ways.
Does not believe in el cucuy.
I don't think Chochi believes in el cucuy either. I feel like he knows that I'm the cucuy at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, yeah. I scare him more than el cucuy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be like, okay, you don't stop that, but I need el cucuy. He not real. I'm like,
bruh,
you want me to stand up?
For real. I'm coming.
Here I go.
Keep playing with me.
How did we get on that?
I don't know. What's the notes?
We went from eyebrows to that.
To whoopings?
One long applause for the while we get our shit together.
Talk about long.
One thing that we talked about off air, Thanos.
Oh my god, yes, Thanos.
How do you, and you're like, what? Y'all were just talking about your old kids.
Crazy.
I want to ask my special guest tonight how she feels about Thanos. Yeah. And if y'all aren't familiar, Thanos is the villain from...
Mm-hmm. Technically.
From, clues to how you feel. So if y'all have ever watched the Marvel Universe, mm-hmm. Thanos is the purple one, which I'm pretty sure y'all have seen memes or something. But if you know, you know.
Facts. You know?
If you don't, skip this part.
I don't know what to tell you.
But how do you feel about Thanos?
Thanos, I understand where he was trying to go with the situation.
Well, let's say that people don't know. Try to give them a little
So basically, snippet. Thanos was like, you know, he was trying to get this glove or whatever to be able to, like, erase half of the people on the planet. Or the universe in general. Like, just half of the population of anything. Species, anything, right? So that was his thing, is because, like, you erase half of it and you make room for the newer generation, the anything that's coming, upcoming and stuff like that. And that's his logic. And realistically, it makes sense. I get it. I get where he was coming from. Realistically, I understand. Like, you trying to make room because, like, Earth itself, we're overpopulated. We really are. And it's fucking us up. It's fucking this planet up. It really is. And so I really do understand where he was coming from. But honestly, he was really dramatic. He was dramatic about the situation. Like, I'm not...
We did agree that he was fucking... Because honestly, a little backtrack. We were on the phone. I was like, how do you feel about that?
For real. It was a train conversation.
It was a train. We'll get to the train. But it was the Thanos thing at that point. And I was like, oh my god, you're saying what I think. Because when I was watching the movie, I get where he was coming from.
Dramatic.
Like, he didn't have to be that fucking dramatic.
It was too much. He was doing the most. He really was. It didn't have to be that extreme.
And his was random, right? Like, he snapped his finger and it...
Yeah, it was random. Yeah, he never picked anybody.
I think I would get the old folks out of the way.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly,
wait, record all their shit first.
They live
all their knowledge. Yeah, they live their life.
They live. Oh, well, we have that, right?
All their
the knowledge and everything. The
history and stuff like that.
But at that point, you snap.
Just take them away. It's fine. They live their good life.
Do you agree?
Yeah. The older generation, take that away. That's fine. That's fine.
Oh my god! Now I'm gonna have to pull up the train thing. So that came from. So that came from a these are what philosophical questions. Here we go. So it came from a train is, and maybe some of y'all have heard this because it's very common.
Yeah,
a train is running down a track which has 5 people on it. You can flip a switch that would divert the train to a track with only 1 person on it. Should you flip the switch? we agreed on Thanos, but we didn't agree on the train thing.
Yeah,
so she you said no. So you said
I'm switching it to the 1. Let me save the more and just kind of out that 1. I'm sorry.
Kind of give us a little.
I mean, okay.
Wait. Okay. You know.
No,
what?
I'll say yours for me to be able to, like.
Yeah. So. The question again was, a train is running down a track which has 5 people on it. You can flip a switch that would divert the train to a track with only 1 person on it. Should you flip the switch? So you killing 5 or you killing the 1?
Mm-hmm.
She said kill the 1.
Yeah.
I said...
Kill the 5.
I said kill the 5. Are we going to talk about...
Yes, we are.
All right.
Okay.
I said kill the 5.
The reason she said kill the five is because she was like, oh, you're already destined to kill the five. And I'm like, no, I'm going to kill the one.
Because the train was already going on the five. Why am I going to pull that switch and switch destiny? And then she said,
I'm like, bro, destiny. That is destiny. That is destiny. You were meant to pull the switch to kill the one instead of the five. Yeah, initially you thought that you was supposed, like, all five of you were going to die or all five of those people were going to die. But
isn't it
at the end of the day?
Destiny was for the one?
Yeah, destiny was for the one.
So how does it make sense that I could...
No, you lost.
Why doesn't it make sense
that you killed the wrong people. You ruined it.
Why? Explain it to me, because I don't get it.
Because it just don't make sense to me. Like, destiny... Like, I get what you're saying. Like, okay, like, destiny said, like, oh, I'm already on that track, so I'm going to kill the five. But, like, I'm thinking, why would you kill the five when it could just be the one out of the five, right?
Yeah.
Like, kill the less to save the more or whatever. And my logical thinking was, oh, destiny was telling me to switch my destiny to the other destiny. That's what it is.
That's it.
Just switching it. Yeah, you're just switching it. It's destiny to switch. Your destiny wasn't meant to. You logically, you thought that was the destiny because that was what was happening at the moment, was to kill the five. That was what was happening at the moment. But destiny was like, nah, well, bitch, switch to the one so you can fix the rest.
Because before this, we fucked up. There's a reason to why we think the way we think. Help me look that up, because, like, I'm looking up now, and it only, I guess the thing that I am reading, it says, opinions on the ethics of each scenario turn out to be sensitive to details of the story that may seem immaterial to the abstract dilemma. Y'all got that?
Wait, pause.
So I said that you kill the five people.
Versus the one.
Because it was already destiny.
Yeah. And I'm saying you kill the one over the five because you risk the one for the many.
But you're saying it's destiny too to pull that lever.
To pull the lever. Even though you feel like your destiny, you feel like your destiny was to just kill the five.
I feel like it. But, just because you feel like it.
Yeah. But my destiny was like, yeah, we were on the track to all five of those people dying, but destiny was just like, but pull the lever, bitch, and you could only kill the one to save the five. And I'm like, all right, you're right.
So we're going to read you another scenario that we pulled up that goes along with it. And then I'm going to read
variation.
You what is the moral difference between the trolley problem or the train, whatever, and the fat man problem. So now you're going to learn about the fat man.
All right. Now for the fat man situation, it says, imagine you are standing on a footbridge above the train tracks. You can see the runaway trolley hurtling towards the five unsuspected workers, but there is no lever to divert it, like in the first scenario where we had a lever. However,
but in our scenario, it was five on it.
And yeah, five on the train and one
but
on
this
the
is
side.
The fat
yeah,
man.
With a lever, but this is the fat man, and he's, you know. Anyways, however, there is a large man, we're just calling him fat because
it
you
said
know.
It on Google.
However, there is a large man standing next to you on the footbridge. You're confident that his bulk.
Wait, so where am I? Pulling the lever on beside the fat man?
With this one, with the fat man scenario, you're next, you and the fat man are standing on this bridge.
Go ahead.
You're
on the bridge.
You are confident, yes. You are confident that this man's bulk would stop the tram from running over these five workers or whatever. So would you push the man onto the track, sacrificing him in order to stop the tram and therefore saving five? So in this scenario, you're
pushing him to save the five.
To save the five.
And the one...
So you're risking the one to save the five, but you're pushing him
over. So the one still dies.
Yeah, like one still dies. But in the train,
you're pushing
in the first one, it's a switch. So either way, one.
So what's the
it's
difference between the switch and the fat man?
Because I am not about to literally physically push a whole man in the way of a train. I'm not going to physically murder a man by pushing him. I will take a switch and be like, damn, one or the other.
We'll see.
Because I don't know. Yours is honestly out of
a ver qué pasa.
Yeah, like, exactly. So, because I don't really know if the switch is going to the five or the one. I'm just YOLO.
No, but it says you know. Not YOLO.
But I just can't physically push somebody off of a bridge.
But it says you can.
On the second one, yes.
But it says you can.
It says you can, but I don't think I could. So for that scenario, I could not push the one for the five. It says,
what is the moral difference between the train problem and the fat man problem? In response to the problem. So take a second if you're listening.
When did you choose?
Honestly.
In response to the problem, philosophers influenced by Kant. I'm sorry. That's probably the philosopher. Have argued that one ought not to use human beings as a mean to save others. So you were wrong.
For the fat? No, I wasn't.
It says... For have the argued man. That one ought not to oh the okay yeah
because I'm not not to, I can't physically not to murder. Use
human beings as means to save others, so it would be morally right to steer the trolley away,
exactly,
but morally wrong to push
exactly. I'm steering it away from the five to the one because like it's one or the other, honestly, so at the end of the day,
right?
But like for the fat man situation,
so I'm a horrible person.
Bro, you're not a horrible person. You just it was your destiny, okay? Not mine.
Switch that shit and push the fat. No, I'm so I didn't stupid. Even say
that. That's what I was saying. You no. didn't even weigh in I on the fat man was just situation saying,
hey, we're already here.
Yeah.
It's already going.
Which I mean,
that
yeah,
way.
Which I would see like 50-50.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. 50-50. Half the people would be like, nah, we're already here. But for my other half, we're just like, nah, logically, just do the one because it's fuck it. Like, you know, like
so
it's one
press,
or the other.
Press the message button and tell us what you would do or like comment below.
Yeah, comment below. Are you switching the switch from the five but to the one? Or are you pushing the man over?
So now we're in their heads.
For real.
You kind of have to. Because it's very common.
If you push the man over, you're a murderer.
Not the ASMR.
Come here.
Do the.
That's my nails.
Now eat some chips.
I'll drink the juice.
Oh no.
It's not juice, it's wine.
Not my. Hold on.
What?
Okay, we have another question for you.
Okay.
A building is burning.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, not the...
You have time to either save a child trapped inside or a valuable painting. Which you would then sell. So you're selling the painting if you don't save that child. Using the money to save 20 children from starvation. What should you do and why?
Okay.
She said, not the sad.
I mean, like, just me. I feel like me as a person, not even just as a mother, because at first I was like, well, me as a mother, yeah. I'm going to save the child because it's a child in a burning building. Like, fuck the painting. Yeah. Like, even if it's going to help other people at the end or whatever, like, that's a human being in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, me as a person, that's a whole human being, a child, an innocent
but
being.
But you're saving 20...
It doesn't matter.
As opposed to what?
Yeah.
So now you're switching up.
No, I am. Yeah, yeah. When it comes.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It is a switch up. Low key. I mean, not really, because like,
but
it's like a painting.
I feel like in this moment.
Go into something
else. I'm with
else.
You. You're in the moment. There's a child in
it's
there.
It's a child or a painting. You're not,
you're not
even
thinking
about the painting and what it's going to do in the long run. You're thinking about
but I
about
think
the
question more
child
so,
right now.
You're supposed to know that that's the valuable painting that will save.
Even still, even still.
Let's say before that you were like, oh, I'm about to, let's say that you're, what's it called? Like those people who buy paintings or whatever. And you're like, I'm about to buy this painting and like, it's not even 20 people anymore. It's like, I mean, 20 children. It's like, I'm about to save this whole, like it's
orphanage.
It's 150 orphans.
I still think like as a human being,
in
like,
that moment,
in the moment you
child.
Would still save the child. I
honestly,
really,
yeah.
I really
I
do feel
think-
like that.
Because honestly, we looked, I mean, that was a question that was on something that I looked up, but I agree with you. You're in that moment.
Yeah, in
why
the moment,
you
you're going to save a human being.
Let that
a life.
Child
You're going to save a life. Yeah, you're going to save a life before you save a painting, regardless of you knowing the outcome of what the painting could do for you. Some other children.
Let me read it again because, oh shit, where'd it go? Because... My brother read it earlier.
he didn't even
like,
read it.
Well, I read it to him.
He answered
I was like,
it before.
A building is burning. You have time to either save a child trapped inside or a valuable painting. And he was like...
Painting.
The painting.
Not even knowing what the painting could
and
do.
And then I was like, yeah, literally. And then I was like, which you would then sell. And he's like, wait. And I was like, using the money to save whatever. He was like, I'm donating the money. And then he was like, well, I'm not even going into the burning building. So in conclusion, my brother is a horrible person.
That's more of a bomb, bro.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. He done crashed and burned his own self, bro.
So I like those questions because it kind of makes you think, like, what kind of person am I?
Yeah.
In conclusion, am I a good person or am I a terrible person? Had them five people killed.
In conclusion?
Just because I'm realistic. I just think like that. I'm just like, we were already on that path, bro. Like, and why was I in charge of the switch?
For real. Like, where's the conductor? Let's start there. Okay, let's
don't
revert.
Switch up on me because you flipped that switch. You went there and made it
switch.
Your...
I did flip switch if I had the choice. But honestly, if I'm going to think about it, you're right.
They were literally on that train right. And they were like...
Where's the conductor?
Any, mini, money, mo. Hey, you have that responsibility.
Switch fuck. That switch. Okay, here we go. The one over the five. Got you. But honestly, at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, but also, where's the conductor?
But honestly, you have a... What's it called? You're right.
I have my right.
I can't even think of it.
I don't even know.
You're right because you're in that moment as well as with the child in the burning mm-hmm. building. You're mm-hmm. in that moment. Those people are with you. Yeah. Who the fuck is on the track?
Yeah. Why are you there?
And why the fuck?
What is you doing?
Wait, what? Plot twist. He was kidnapped.
Who was kidnapped?
The guy on the track.
And oh my God.
It wasn't like he voluntarily...
I don't know that. It's too late though. One of the five.
You said, I don't give a fuck how
maybe. I don't know what's happening right now. They told me it was me and I said, this is what it is and that's what it is. And
wait, but you don't die with them. You don't die with the five.
One of the five. Save the...
Still?
Save the masses for the one.
No, I saved the... No, wait.
No, you didn't. You killed all the five for the one.
I did. Why'd I do that?
I don't know. Were you gonna marry him? Was it a cute man? he beautiful? Wait. Was he beautiful like Gojo?
Plot twist, he was my husband.
Gasp!
We went deep into that.
We really did. That was a good one. That was good.
I'm going to just, we're gonna scratch that and be like, what to talk about on the first date?
On the first date?
Let's say you're going on this first date. You know what? Backtrack that. How do you feel about dating apps? Do you think that would come from that? Or do you believe in the whole let's meet them and in a natural state? Like,
I'm okay with dating apps. I don't mind them too much. Just because I feel like initially I'm going in on dating apps for like, all right, sneaky links, right? Do you go out a lot? I really don't like to go out.
Do you think that contributes to you liking dating apps? Because you're like, I'm not even going out.
Yeah, like, because I don't go out. Like, people. I'm naturally an introvert until I get to know you, and then I'm very extroverted. But initially, I am an introvert, so I don't go out, so I don't really have much opportunity to meet people. So dating apps is
not
my
that,
way
not
for that.
Not that we're sponsored, but what dating app is your go-to?
Stop.
I'm putting you on the spot.
So this last one that I went on was... the Spanish dating app, Chispa. Right?
I can't even get the boo on time. Bro. You're going to have to say it again when I get... Oh, here it goes. What is it?
Chispa.
Backtrack that. I have had no luck on it when I tried it.
I've had luck on Chispa.
She has shown me matches that she's gotten. I'm like, are we on the same app? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know what's happening. But I've had a little bit of luck on Chispa, but I have also had like not great luck on Chispa too.
Do you think you can find the love of your life on an app?
I did find this is so hard because it's like okay, so
I'm gonna send him the link.
Stop. Okay, so my last relationship was my longest relationship, and I was in that relationship for about a total of 8 years, honestly. And I only say that because like technically we did break up before we moved out.
A total of eight?
Yeah.
Okay.
We broke up before we moved out from each other.
Okay.
So we were still living together for another 2 years after we broke up. So I say a total of eight. Anyways,
we met on Tinder. We met on Tinder. That's how we met. Yes, we met on Tinder. And it literally was just supposed to be a sneaky leak type thing. Like, oh, like, you know, it's how Tinder works. It's how, honestly, that's how most dating app works.
Honestly, let me put my input real quick on Tinder. I feel like Tinder is very hookup-y. When I think of apps, Tinder is that whole, like, right there. If you find love on Tinder, good for you. Like, okay. But
it wasn't even supposed to be that.
No, but I'm saying Tinder is, when I hear Tinder,
you think of hookup.
Yeah. Instantly.
Okay, yeah. So, and that's where we met. And that's what it was supposed to be. He was supposed to be a hookup. He was supposed to be.
So you went into that thinking.
Yes, mindset instantly was just like, okay, this is just a hookup thing or whatever. And we, like, you know, that's what it was. But, you know, this man was very persistent with me and he took me on a lot of dates. He took me on dates, then he found out things that I liked and he took me on those kind of dates. I'm not gonna tell y'all because I ain't gonna let y'all know what I like and what I don't like. stop trying to come at me all secretly or whatever.
No, that's one thing about the podcast real quick, like I be watching what I say. It's mostly off of, like, if you listen to this, I don't want these to be your clues. Like, I don't want you to come listen to it and be like, that's how I'm going to get her.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. So I'm not going to tell y'all how he got me, but he did. Figure it out yourself. But he did. He was very persistent. We dated for a year. I did ghost him 3 different times, and he will tell you that.
Really?
Yes, I did ghost him 3 different times, and he was a very persistent man. He knew what he wanted, and he wanted it very strongly. And so he kept on with it, and after a year of dating on and off, I went through a very hard situation, and I ended up moving in with him just as friends. We were roommates or whatever at first. I'm pretty sure he did a video with you while we were roommates.
Okay, are you okay with me just saying, like, that part?
Yeah. I think the whole scenario is so funny to me, honestly.
Wait a second. Not me turning on the volume.